You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show, Gianna Hahn. Gianna, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Ready to see them put some pads on and not just, you know, stop as soon as they make contact with each other.
Yeah, let's bust some heads out at one winning drive. But we played a cut earlier from Todd Monken talking about Keaton Mitchell and where he, air quotes, fits in regards to possible reps on the offense. How does Keaton Mitchell do enough to make himself, maybe not in Buffalo, but as the season progresses, injuries barring, of course, not going for Micah, Keaton Mitchell becomes not only the kick returner, but a guy that could be an ace for them in regular offensive schemes here.
Yeah, as you mentioned, kick returner is a good way to start, I think, for anyone to get through special teams. We've seen the Ravens go with three running backs before, obviously back when Keaton Mitchell was healthy, and that's kind of how I've imagined him fitting in again, except, you know, they've got maybe some bigger superstars filling the role that Gus Edwards was before, but, you know, Keaton brings that lightning fast speed that the other two aren't. They're fast, but they're not known for the speed that Keaton is. The difference is Derek can carry the load, the heavier load, and so they are doing just fine with two, so it's whether they want to waste that spot on a third running back, but should they want that extra element, I think he's got head and shoulders above the competition in that room, so I think that's something. And then, of course, if depending on how the season goes, if they do want to lighten some of the load on Derrick Henry or Justice Hill, they can always look to Keaton Mitchell.
Hey, Gianna, for the first few days of practice, who's the biggest surprise for you?
It's a good question. I think that, not that I doubted him, but I think Tez Walker has gotten some really good looks in there. He's made some big plays. And we didn't really see much of him last year at all until the end of the season. Even then, it was only a tiny bit. So it is nice to see that he made those adjustments over the offseason and that he's getting the looks and he's stepping up in the moments that they're giving him. Of course, as we talked about, the pads will come on. We'll see how things change. But I think the two types of positions that pop out before the pads come on are those skill positions, like wide receivers, center back. So it's nice to see him. Especially, you know, amidst an offseason that mentioned a lot of big names and could have, you know, kind of hidden his name. So I think it's good that he's stepping up now.
What's been your impression of Jaire Alexander?
Well, he definitely brings some swagger, as he said, some jazz. But he is bringing energy out there. He hasn't gotten first-team reps immediately, which surprised me at first, and then I thought about it. And I know that Baltimore has a notoriously difficult secondary defense to grasp. I think DBs always take a little bit of adjustment time. So I imagine they're giving them some time, him and Chidobe as well, to learn the defense. But he's certainly playing fast. He's playing hard. He doesn't seem to have any hesitation that people worry about when guys are coming back from injury. So hopefully he can stay healthy, but I think he's still got it.
What do you think of Bate and Flowers so far?
Yeah, I mean, Zay hasn't flashed super much, but I should say Little Zay, because now there's Big Zay and Little Zay. He hasn't flashed so much, but I don't know if he necessarily needs to right now. You know, Lamar could have a boring preseason, and I wouldn't be super worried. Same with maybe Roquan, but I think he kind of has settled into who he is. There's always room to get better, but I think it's more important now to see some of the other guys. Rashad seems to be what he was last year. He kind of coming on with the very disciplined route running. That's always been his thing, but now it clicks with Lamar, and we saw that on some deep balls, and we saw that Lamar is trying him on some deep balls, which is good. But he's getting a big workout in going up against the Ravens' top cornerbacks, and that's not an easy task. So they're giving each everyone's giving each other a battle right now. I expect that to stay the same, but I would say that they look good. They look like they've improved over the offseason, and I'm excited to see what it looks like, but there's just so many, as Munkin talked about, there's just so many guys that they can feed. So everyone's going to have to be patient.
Gianna, you know, are you as impressed with Looper from OTAs and minicamp to training camp as I am?
Yeah, I think I'm more impressed now. He had some rough days in OTAs and minicamp, but he, and I mean, coming in, that was the thing, is he has a really big leg, but can he be consistent? And he's been consistent through the 3 days now that he's kicked. He hasn't missed a single one. Inevitably he will, but he is ahead, I would say, of the race, because I think if he and Hoyland come out equal, they'll probably go with Loops. He's the one they drafted. He's the one Randy Brown put his confidence in. But Hoyland did miss one or two already. So Luke is starting to get ahead. And they were doing a drill. They started with Hoyland the one day, and then they did it on Luke the next day, where if you make it, you move back a little bit. And then you make it, you move back a little bit. And you keep going. And they just eventually stopped for Hoyland. But for Luke, they eventually backed him up a full 20 yards, whereas they were going in very small increments before. So I think that shows some confidence that they were like, okay, let's see what you can do from 63. And allegedly he made a 68, but that was not around us. But that's pretty impressive. So I think that he's looking good. And as we've talked about on the show earlier, none of us will truly know until he gets put in a real game situation. So we shall see.
All right, at 1:30 today, what are you looking forward to seeing initially?
I am looking forward to seeing the pass rush. That's something that, you know, without pads on and not a lot of contact allowed, sometimes they look really, really impressive, and then they actually have to go against the line. It kind of disappears. So I'm excited to get a better look at what that looks like. And then on that reverse side, the offensive line, just understanding that left guard position a little bit better. That's, you know, the number one position battle on the offense right now. So just getting, I'm excited to see the trenches, basically. As I said, the position battle or position skill position players are able to flash a little bit more through this first week. But now that we have pads on, I can't wait to see, get a little bit more of an idea of where they're at in the trenches.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner, Tucker Ravens. Gianna, last thing for you. You mentioned the trenches. Travis Jones, one of the many Ravens in the last year of his deal. 3.5 sacks for his career through his first three seasons. If you were a wager, and I'm not saying that you are, but if I was saying he'll double his career sack total in this season, sort of like Oweh almost did last year, what would you say to me?
I would say that's not crazy. I mean, he looks good. He looked good last year, and he was playing injured. And if he goes in this year healthy, I mean, I don't even know what he can do. And every person has shouted him out from the defense. Well, I should say from the defensive line / outside linebackers, but they're all impressed with him. The coaches are impressed with him. And, of course, he's being a little bit more of a leader this year. And so that gap that Brent Urban and Michael Pierce left, even though they weren't big producers, it does leave a little bit more room for him to stand out. You know, if Nnamdi steps up, that'll help Travis as well. If Odafe continues his growth, that'll help Travis. So I think he himself has done the work, but if all the guys around him do the work as well, that will certainly set up a very strong season for him.
Gianna Hahn, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner here on this Monday?
Yeah, we're finishing up some pretty big projects, so stay tuned for that one. But other than that, we're going to go out there. We're going to sweat a lot in the 90-degree weather and keep an eye on this kicker battle. So I think that's, as you guys mentioned, Loop has been impressive, and so we're watching closely, trying to figure out what yard line he's kicking from afar every single day.
Gianna Hahn, appreciate the time as always. Have fun out at One Winning Drive today.
Thank you. Thanks. Talk to you guys later.
Yep. Gianna Hahn, everybody. We'll come back, whip around what happened to the world of sports over the weekend. We'll get you caught up on all of that. And then we'll talk Orioles trade deadline stuff with Rocco Bacco from massandsports.com. The Orioles are what? 8.5 out of the wild card? So you're saying there is a chance. There isn't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.